The next blue chip altcoin in crypto just launched today.
If you're looking for the next Chainlink, Polkadot, or Quant, this could be it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be revealing a brand new altcoin, which just launched today and has some insane backers, which leads us to believe this could be the next blue chip.
There is a massive problem in crypto, and it doesn't seem like anybody has been able to quite solve it just yet. I mean, look at what Trump's been doing lately. He's been gobbling up Ethereum-based projects, but he's been launching coins on Solana. Where is that bridge to ensure that there's the necessary liquidity and interoperability between the two chains to ensure that, you know, all chains can prosper, especially as we go into the future of DeFi and crypto, as we're seeing now from, you know, BlackRock and what they're pushing for tokenization, what the Fed is now saying about banks being able to custody crypto. We need to find something that allows all these chains to interop. And it doesn't seem like there's anything out there that has solved that problem yet.
For sure. It's a huge issue. And I think the first project that really solves this is going to be a huge winner. That's why this altcoin has such a big opportunity for us, because look at the way crypto has been moving over the past couple of years. There's so many different chains launched every year. Some of them aren't successful. Some of them are successful. We see, you know, Solana kind of came in and took the reins as the number one blockchain for this bull run. We see things like the Ton ecosystem come out of nowhere and become super popular. Obviously, there's a ton of TVL on Ethereum. You have a ton of TVL on Base. You have Tron. It's endless, right? You have SEI. You have SUI. There's the blockchain, the amount of blockchains in crypto and the spread of the TVL and liquidity is never ending, right? So what we're looking for is a solution, a crypto project that is really building an interoperable solution that can allow developers to build apps across all these chains and share the liquidity in an easy and like private way. And that's the opportunity we have with this brand new altcoin.
Yeah, because we're going to start to see things from, you see certain chains that are specific to artificial intelligence. Let's say that's BitTensor and a Rai chain. But then you have like an Ondo that is really focusing and harnessing the power of RWA and real world assets. But then you might have like a gaming chain, you know? Mm-hmm. So how does one go about sharing the liquidity, ensuring that the user experience is, you know, easy to understand and easy to utilize as though it is Web 2? So you're not having these fragmented communities. Mm-hmm. You need something that harnesses the power from all these chains, all the liquidity, and makes it seamless and easy to use. And I think this project is the one.
For sure. So interoperability used to be a very, you know, huge buzzword in crypto.
It was, eh?
Yeah, and it kind of went away as people started focusing on each individual chain. But I really do think it's going to come back because of the issues that we just laid out. So the name of the new project that just launched today and is already available on many top exchanges, including BitGet, that could be the one to solve this interoperability problem in crypto is named Analog. And when we tell you about one, the people that are behind this project, two, the partnerships that they have, and three, the innovative technology that they've been working for years to build, you might just agree with us that this could be the next blue chip.
So this is one of those projects that I believe is going to hit the market. It's going to land on all the centralized exchanges. And it could be like one of those projects that just goes haywire because of the backing that it has. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't this incubated by Binance? Mm-hmm. It's incubated by Binance. Who else? What other big names do we have? Then we have the co-founder of FedEx also backing this.
Yeah, so we see people that have backed Analog include Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx. Now, that can't be understated because FedEx, you know, the largest delivery company in the world, multi-billion-dollar company, and typically not a name you see involved in crypto. So when you see the founder of FedEx involved in a crypto project, that alone leads us to be like, okay, we need to take a look at this. Then you have that Balaji guy, the ex-Coinbase CTO, very famous guy in crypto. He's a backer of this project as well. You have Tribe Capital and Wintermute. Wintermute has been a big name in crypto for a while now. This for financial and market expertise. They've raised over $20 million from high-profile investors. So they've been incubated by the best. They're backed by some serious heavyweights. And they've also done some interesting, before we get into, you know, the technology is really what sets Analog apart.
Yeah.
Before we get into the technology and the specifics, which is very important, I want to just briefly talk about the partnerships they've done and some of the ecosystems that they're moving into, just to really drive home the point that Analog is here, and I think they're making all the right moves.
Yeah, I think it's important to highlight the collaboration with the Near Foundation as well. I think that's another big one. I know Near is a very hot, like highly reputable chain in the industry, and they're doing a lot of work in the AI sector, you know, in the grayscale investment portfolio and all those things. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Analog is doing some work there, also really important. So Analog has attracted a lot of developers, engineers, architects, high-level leaders from the Chainlink industry, from the Chainlink team, and from the Polkadot team. Mm-hmm. And I think it's for good reason. Yep. And it has a lot to do with their tech.
For sure. And then when you talk about, you know, okay, Analog, they're solving the problem of interoperable liquidity. When you want to find the most popular blockchains that have the most TVL and rapidly increasing number of users, you're going to say Solana, and you're going to say the Tun ecosystem. Well, guess what? Analog has already integrated with both of these red hot blockchains. So when you look at their tech, which we're going to get into soon, and you say, okay, they've got some game-changing interoperable tech. And then the fact that they already have integration to partnerships with Solana and the Tun ecosystem, then you look into their strategic partnerships. We already mentioned Near Foundation, they're Binance incubated. They've got some partnerships with some of the largest NFT marketplaces like Rarible, Mass Network for privacy, and even something like XYO, which is one of those like ISO USA coins that was pumping a lot. I think what they did is they worked with XIO to integrate geolocation data into their decentralized apps. So they've already built a ton of partnerships. They've got over 50 projects that are building with Analog. And this thing, the coin just launched. So they've already done a lot. And then their tech is really groundbreaking.
Yeah, so they're What the selling point of their consensus mechanism is the proof of time. And proof of time redefines blockchain consensus by prioritizing reputation and trust over wealth, creating a truly decentralized and inclusive ecosystem. So with proof of time, it focuses more on how long the participant has been within the network. With proof of stake, for example, you know, you looked at, you know, the Ethereum Foundation, and you have to hold like 100 Ethereum just to be one of the validators. With proof of time, it's how long have you been around the ecosystem for? So, you know, it's a bit more trust that's involved there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really just like the time-based mechanisms that really prevents the large token holders from taking control of the chain. So I think there's a unique selling aspect to this proof of time versus the proof of stake.
Mm-hmm. And then when you dig even deeper into their technology, you see that they've put into place a lot of building blocks which are going to be important as they try to expand across different chains, right? So they've built something called Analog Watch, which is real-time blockchain data access across multiple networks for streamlined development. And when you think about all the different blockchains and all the data that's being streamed across all of them, if you're developing for multi-chain liquidity, you're going to need access to all the data. And that's what Analog has done with their Analog Watch. It's also a sovereign blockchain, so it operates independently without external validators, unlike some of the competition like Layer Zero. So this is going to, you know, increase uptime and increase scalability and all that kind of stuff. And then to piggyback from, you know, okay, so you have all the data from all the different blockchains. Then you have something called Global Message Passing, the GMP, also built by Analog. So this ensures seamless communication between blockchains, unlocking opportunities for use cases, just like all the industries we always talk about, like DeFi, AI, NFTs, gaming. All of these different industries can now tap into all the data and all the messaging that Analog technology provides.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a chain agnostic design. So devs that are building dApps on one chain, it can work seamlessly across multiple chains. Think about all the time and energy that's going to save devs. Hence why I think we're seeing a lot of these Polkadot and Chainlink guys flocking to the Analog ecosystem to start building, you know, these full functionality, no code, multi-chain dApps that everybody can gain access to. Mm-hmm. I think that if I'm a developer, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've always heard these terms like layer zero and interoperability, and no one's really been able to grab the horse by the reins and take control of this industry. But I think Analog, with their you know, new layer zero tech, the fact that it's trustless, decentralized, data sharing across layer ones, layer twos, all the different industries, gaming, AI, whatever, they can all tap into this. And then again, like, okay, sometimes projects come out and they say, look, we've built all this technology, but they have no partnerships. We built all this technology, but no one's using it. There are 50 projects already building on it. Yeah. They're partnered with, they've already integrated with Solana, with Ton. They're backed by some of the craziest names you've ever heard in crypto, the FedEx guy, the Coinbase guy. So when you see all of these pieces together in one project and the fact that it's already launching onto many reputable exchanges, including BitGet, by the way, if you do want to buy the analog token, it is on BitGet. You can get a, you know, nice BitGet referral with our link in the description. They're ticking a lot of boxes for me for a project that's still so early.
You think where I really see where analog is going to come into play, and that's the evolution of AI, and that's the AI agents. When we are out creating, you know, an AI agent on distilled AI and using agents.land, or let's say we're creating an AI agent on virtuals, right now these agents are kind of stuck to some of the chains that they're already on, like Solana or iChain, and that's about it. It's pretty small, right? And Base. But when you have analog, these AI agents can actually query data. They can automate their, you know, everything that they're doing across all the different chains. I think this could be really big for AI agents moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So when you're looking for a project that ticks all the boxes in terms of technology, partnerships, backers, roadmap, and all that kind of stuff, the fact that they've integrated with Solana and Ton says a lot to me. And then this isn't some project that's like, okay, super risky, small cap launching at a small valuation onto just Uniswap, right? This is their own blockchain. That's why there's no DEX liquidity right away, because it's the centralized exchanges have added the analog chain. That's why it's available on BitGet and stuff like that. And it's launching at a pretty healthy valuation. I think it's like, what, 300 million fully diluted valuation from the get-go. That's why we say this could become a blue chip.
Yeah.
Because if this does a 10, 20X from launch value, it's putting it into the multi-billions, which is putting it into like the top 50, 100 projects. That's why we say it could be the next blue chip, because this is some serious backers and there's some serious money and liquidity behind this thing.
These are the type of projects I prefer to identify. You know, sometimes, you know, we do identify projects that are starting like 10 mil, but to get to that 100 mil, 150 mil is quite challenging. But when we identified Ondo and BitTensor, those were both launching or came in at like a 300 mil valuation. Mm-hmm. They're both now sitting at like 3 billion plus.
Right.
So it's fun to find these really unique, innovative projects that are launching at a larger, if you will, market cap compared to like some of these micro caps.
For sure, 100%. And then when you look at their 2025 roadmap, obviously they're going to be focusing on expanding and integrating with Solana and Ton, which is going to bring a ton of users, liquidity to the analog chain. We've also heard some rumors about them incubating a DeSci protocol. And you know we love DeSci. It's one of the most legit industries in crypto. So the fact that analog is looking to do this in 2025, that's another tick for us. And then they're talking about omni-chain DEXs, so trading across different chains on one DEX using all the liquidity. So for us, the fact that Analog just launched today, we're early to it. It's on all these amazing, you know, legit centralized exchanges. It's got these backers, technology. I think this is a project to watch. And honestly, I haven't seen a lot of people talking about it, which makes me like it more.
Yeah, look, a more connected, scalable, and developer-friendly blockchain, I think that this will be for the OGs who out there, this could be the next Polkadot, but much, much better. Mm. Polkadot's valuation sitting somewhere around $8 to $9 billion. This launching at 300 mil could be quite interesting.
So for all those reasons, Analog is absolutely one altcoin you need to watch. As we mentioned, it just launched today. It is on BitGet. And thanks to Analog for partnering with us for this episode.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.